Thanks to Bill Dorman and Ray Cruz at the Pledge Table. And you're back with the conversation. A legislative audit is a standard tool for lawmakers to ensure that state agencies are operating effectively, one that is not presented to agencies as an option. But when an audit was proposed for the Hawaii Agribusiness Development Corporation, its executive director said his staff was too busy. Stuart Yurton has the story in today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
I was immediately struck by this headline because I can't think of an instance where an audit was essentially refused before. That's just sort of not done, is it?
It's pretty rare. Agency here, what's interesting about it is that the audit was tacked onto a bill that would support papaya research.
Right.
The organization is set up to help the ag industry, mm-hmm. and the executive director says, yes, this will help the papaya industry. But and they oppose then, it anyway. They oppose it.
And then his position changed when an audit was tacked onto the bill. Is that correct?
That's right. Richard Cregan, the representative from the Big Island, tacked on the audit requirement, and Cynthia Thielen, the representative from here on Oahu, is also calling for the audit. And once that happened, the executive director of the Agribusiness Development Corporation said, "We don't want the audit. We don't want the support for papaya after all."
Yeah, which raises some obvious questions, and it also looks as if this is an agency with a great deal of responsibility, great deal of funds under its charge, right?
Yes, that's right, Chris. It's gotten a lot of appropriations, about $250 million in appropriations over the past 5 years. Now, if it doesn't spend all that, then it sort of lapses back to the state, and we don't know how much it's spent. The corporation has not been submitting reports to the legislature as its statute calls for. Mm-hmm. It has been submitting these so-called Act 100 reports, but those aren't required to include financial information. And in any case, they're not even fulfilling all the Act 100 criteria in the reports they are submitting.
Well, when an agency has as much money under its charge as this, we're talking about $250 million, right? The whole point of an audit is to see how money is being used to ensure that it's being efficiently distributed, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And again, to make clear, we're not sure if it took all that $250 million. A big chunk of that was for capital appropriations or mm-hmm. capital uses, which would have been buying a bunch of land. We're just not sure how much they got. So that's one of the big questions.
It's maybe just, what, a breach of protocol? Do you think there's something more to all this?
Well, no one knows, and that's what the legislators are calling for, and that's what audits often do.
Is determine exactly what this thing is setting out to determine. Where does it go from here?
Well, the bill, so there are two bills. One would actually expand the power of the Agribusiness Development Corporation, and this other bill with the papaya research and audit, they're both headed toward conference committee to be hashed out, some differences in the two in drafts, and we'll see.
Once they get into conference committee, there's not much we know we can find out until we get a result, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's the big mystery at the end of the legislative session. Stuart, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
That was senior business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. And for the full story, you can visit civilbeat.org.